Stoich David Terry Meister, Chof Beis, Sivan Toshin Pei Beis, Reb Leib Goldberg.
Good morning. Sometimes it's very difficult to find a place to park your car. So a market has opened up in recent years. Some people rent out their driveway to people to park their car, particularly in London, or if you live near an airport, or during park life, or whatever it is. There's a market for renting out your driveway. So there are companies which have opened up, which match up people who want to rent out their drive with people who have cars who are looking for a place to rent out their drive. parkonmydrive.com, you register your driveway and they'll find you the customers, and there's a financial arrangement of how you get paid. But there was recently a scam where somebody was registering other people's drives in his name and renting them out. He got the money, and the owners of the property were unaware that their driver is being rented out to someone else. So our story starts with this. A person comes home after work. He lives in an area where there's double yellow lines all over, but he has a driveway. He comes home and he sees that someone parked in his driveway. Who's this? He goes, he looks in the car, and he sees it's obviously a Yiddish car. What he finds out is that he's been scammed. Somebody has rented out his driveway to someone else, and this person who has left his car in his driveway is totally unaware of the fact that he has not paid the true owner, and he's gone away for 3 weeks. And meanwhile, this owner of the drive needs to park his car. He's got nowhere to park. What can he do? That's the shy. So, there are two sugyas which we like to discuss, and each one's a little different, but hopefully we'll come to a conclusion. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Chof Ches. The Gemara there is discussing the sugya of Ovid Inish Dinil and Afshay, that in certain cases a person is allowed to take the law in his own hand. He's allowed to do what a Dayan would do. So the Gemara has got machlekes about it. Ovid inish nafshei, lo ovid inish nafshei. And the Gemara says, Toshema, hamamali chotze chaveri kadi yayin v'kadi shemen. Somebody who fills his friend's yard with barrels of wine, oil. Bal hachotze meshabah v'yotze meshabah v'nichnas. The owner of the yard, who's trying to get in and out, is allowed to break his way out, even though he is going to be damaging the chaviyas which are put there without permission. He's allowed to go in and out his chotzer, pushing this stuff out of the way. So you see from here, Ovid inish dilel nafshei. Answer the Gemara, no proof. Amrav Nachman by Yitzchak, Meshabah v'yetzel lebezdin, Meshabah v'nichmas lehavi zuchuyoysov. Loilam, I'll tell you that a person always has to go to a real Bezdin. He can't just take the law in his own hands. He has to have permission from Bezdin. But he's allowed to make his way to the Bezdin. Meshavim is in Bezdin. That's the Gemara. We paskim Ovid inish dinil nafshei. So Taz says, so if so, we don't need the teretz of the Gemara Meshavim and Nichnas Bezdin. If somebody blocks your drive and you can't get in and out, you can break your way in and out. So Tosfos asks the Kasha that the Gemara earlier has a case where it seems you can't do that, because the Gemara says that if someone's shor attacks, someone's ox attacks your ox, shor sha'ola al gabi chaveri lahorgoi. Reuven's shor attacks Shimon's show, he goes on top of it to kill it. And the owner of the ox which is suffering came and pulls his own ox away. And the top ox falls down and dies. Potter. he's potter. Says the Gemara, but dochvoy le'elyoin, if he pushed the top one off, v'meis, and the top one died, chayev. Then you're chayev, because he did a maisa b'yodaim of being mazik, the top ox. And the Gemara says, why are you chayev? Shehoy lo leshontoy v'lo yishontoy. Because he should have released it in a way which wouldn't necessarily have killed it. In other words, you see from this Gemara, that even in a situation when you're in the right, and someone's damaging you, and you can protect yourself, it's not hefkevelt. You can only do what's absolutely necessary. If there's a way of moving out of the way, and without causing it to be damaged, you're mechuyev to do that. So, Fractosus, if someone filled your chotzer with chavias, why didn't you empty your chotzer? Take them out, slowly put them to the side, and move out. What's the hefker just to break your way in and out? That's Tosfos Kash. Answers Tosfos, it's too much tircha. In the case of the ox, there's not a big difference to the person, to the nizik, how he gets rid of the shor on top, whether he does it gently, pushes him off, or here to make your way in and out, it'll take him extra time to start messing around with these chavias to get them straight, to be able to go in and out, that's a yinomuchiv to do. So this is the yasoid of Ovid Inish Dila Nafshei. Someone has the chutzpah to block off your drive. You can break your way in and out if there's no easy other way to do it. You could say, that's only if someone puts the stuff in your drive. What happens if someone blocks your drive from the street? He parks in front of your drive and you can't get your car in and out. What's the din then? So that really is another Gemara in Baba Kama, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch by Maneir Chasakad B'Shosorabim, where the Gemara's got one time has been Mamala Rishus Rabim Kula Chavias, and it says in Shulchan Aruch, Im Milei Kol Haderech Kadim, if the person who owns the barrels filled the whole derech, She'yef Shalav, you can't get through the street, Afilu Shibri B'Yodayim Potter, and Paskim say you're even allowed to do Lechachila, you can break your way through. And that's talking about going along the street. So you definitely, if he's blocking someone going from his rishus to the street, he can also break his way out and break his way. So therefore, if someone parks in front of your drive, blocking it in a way that he's not allowed to do so, then you can move his car out of the way, even if it causes damage to the car, if there is no other easy way to do it. That's what's mavua in Baba Kama. But all this is talking about somebody who did an avla. He had no right to put his stuff in your drive or block your drive. And he knew jolly well that he's doing that. What happens if it wasn't his fault? Like in our case. Yeah. Right?
How did the guy know?
Pardon?
How do you know that
he found out. You can find out these things.
Well, how did you find out?
Very good question. So we're going to discuss exactly what you have to do. So there's another halacha which is based on the Gemara in Baba Metzia. On Kuf Aleph form of base. Gemara says an interesting story. Hahu gavra dezovin arba dechamra. Somebody bought a whole load of wine and lo ashkech tuchta lo asuva, he couldn't find a place to store it. So Omra Lolahitza, he said to this lady, Islach Tuchta Lagure, do you have a place to rent to me? Omra Leiloi said, no, I'm not renting to you. Ozal Kitcha, so he went and he married her. Yavala Tuchta Laila, so of course she allowed him to bring all his stuff in his or her rishus. Ozal Abase, he went home, Kosav Logita, he wrote a get, and Shogalan sent her a get. And meanwhile, all his stuff is in her rishus. The whole thing was a trick. So, Ozla Ihi, she went, Ogra Shukuloi, Mine Ube, she hired workers, paying them from the wine which was left in her rishos, and Afritish threw the whole lot out, Vo'isuva Bashrila, and put it all in the street. Gemara doesn't say what happened next, but I imagine a lot of it got destroyed, taken, whatever it is. And then he came to the din Torah. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, so Rav Huna said, Kasha osa kenya osa loy gemuloi yoshub roishai. In other words, it serves him right. Serves him right. If he did a trick on her, she's allowed to do a trick on him. Throw it all out. Then the Gemara says like this, loy mi boya chotza de lei kaim el agra. That's not only true in a case where her chotza is not kaim el agra, that means it's not a thing she normally rents out, and I feel chotza de kaim el agra, she normally rents out to people. Omrele, she can say to him, l'kuli ama nichali, le'guri l'cholo nichali. I don't mind renting to anyone besides you. The dom is alike, yari arba. A person like you, I don't want to rent out my property to. She's entitled to say that, and therefore she's entitled to throw out all the stuff and use some of the wine as payment to the workers she's hiring to throw out the stuff into the street. As I say in the Gemara. The Rosh says on this Gemara, the tzorich lo'idui, but you have to tell him. And the Torah says the Rosh means, before you throw it out, you have to tell him, I'm about to throw out your stuff, which you've just gone and tricked me and put it in my rishus. Says the Rosh, and if you did tell him, and an oinus happens, you're not responsible for what happens to this stuff. The Rosh doesn't say clearly why you have to tell him. And also, it's a bit of a doichik in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that she told him in advance. The Rambam doesn't say you have to tell him. I'll tell you who the Lashon Rambam is. The Rambam is, Mi shehichnis peyroisav le beis chaveri shalei midaita. Somebody who brings in his fruit into his friend's house without permission, or he tricked him, or he tricked him, and he left him there and just went off. The owner of the property is allowed to sell some of these payers to pay workers to remove them, and he can throw them out into the marketplace or into the street. Or midas chasidus, it's a midas chasidus sheyodia lebezdin, to inform bezdin that that's what you're doing. V'yaskir b'mixas t'meim mokum, and bezdin will arrange some place to store the stuff. Mishum hashovas aveda lebailim afal pisha osa shalei kahigan. Even though this person did what avlo, he wasn't allowed to do this, but still. There's still a mitzvah Hashavas Haveda, but it's only a mitzvah Chasidus. Why is it only a mitzvah Chasidus? L'chareh, because he did it himself. So why do you have to be so worried about his mechasim, which he did that to himself? But the Rambam says it's still a mitzvah Chasidus. But the way the Rambam says it is, the mitzvah Chasidus is to inform Bezdin, and they should. Bezdin in those days had responsibilities of looking after the town. They used to do various things. You could leave an aveda by a bezdin. It was a different setup than today. So bezdin would sort it out.
Seems to be two sides to this. Is if someone parks in front of you drive, so it's affecting you, you can't get your car out. If someone puts something in your powerful garden, you've got a big powerful garden, and it comes to a case of zero.
Right, we'll talk about that as well. Very good. Yeah. Excellent. At the moment, we're only talking about a case where you can't get in and out.
Yeah.
Right? You can't get in and out. So, we'll come to your point, Mr. Shah. Very good. So, basically, there's a machlekes to Rambam and the Rosh, what the person's supposed to do. According to Rambam, throw them out. So, midas chasidus to then tell Bezdin to try and sort out some way of saving the stuff. According to the Rosh, you can't throw it out until you've informed him first that that's what you're going to do. And then you can throw it out. And if something happens, too bad, not your problem. But all this is talking about a case, like you said, where you're stuck. So in the case of Meshav and Nechus Shavu Yetzir, you can't get in and out. In this case, maybe you can get in and out. But the point is, it's in my chotza, I want it out my chotza. In this case of the Gemara. So, let's go slowly here. First of all, Shulchan Aruch Rav says, and that's Mashal and Gemara, if your yard is something where you normally rent out, and somebody's gone and left their stuff there, just charging rent, you can't throw it out into the street. The only reason why here the Gemara said she could is because she said to everyone else, I don't mind renting out, but to you, I do mind. Mashma, if he didn't do anything wrong, let's say, like in our case, it was completely not his fault that he put his stuff in your rishos, then although you're allowed to charge him rent, you can't throw it out in the street because it's a rentable, it's something which is normally rented out. So he's the renter, so charge him rent, as we'll discuss more about that later. So, but in a case where it's not a rentable property, I just need my garden, I don't hire it out, so then you're entitled to throw it out. The problem is, the Gemara is talking about a case, again, where the person did something wrong. If the person did nothing wrong, it's not mavur what you're supposed to do. So l'chaira, bein l'rambam, bein l'rosh, there's a chiv of Ashal Saveda. That means the whole machlekes, Rambam and Rosh is with chasidus, or you mechuyev to make sure that you don't cause any damage. That's all because the person kasha also kenya also loy. The person did a avla, and the question is, how far are you allowed to be mezalzel with his things because he did a avla to you, so you can throw them out, and even though he's going to lose money. But in a case where it wasn't his fault, you haven't got the cheshbon of kasha also kenya also loy. So therefore, we're left with the chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda. Just like if you find somebody is going to have a loss, you have to go to the bother of trying to prevent him from having that loss. V'osafton tzoch beisecha, you have to take his item which you found into your house, even though it's blocking up some of your house, but you have to do it for Hashavas Aveda to help someone they shouldn't have a loss. So whenever a person is going to have a loss, you have to accommodate him by having the stuff in your house. So there's a chiyuv Hashavas Aveda, so you can't just throw it out. But the Taz Asakasha, what is pshat in the two Gemaras? Because by the Gemara, by Meshabba v'Nichnas, Meshabba v'Yotze, there's no talk there about letting him know. There's no tzorich lohidei there. And in our Gemara in Baba Metzia, about the person who put it there as a trick, and the Rishonim say you should be Moedia, what happened to Meshabba v'Nichnas, Meshabba v'Yotze? It doesn't say you can do that, it just says you can throw the stuff in the street. So how do the two Gemaras go together? Says the Taz, very simple. If he can't get in and out, he's stuck, then Meshabba v'Nichnas, Meshabba v'Yotze. You're allowed to force your way in and out. You have a right to go in and out. And Meshabba v'Nichnas, Meshabba v'Yotze. That's trying to Gemara Baba Kama. You don't need to tell him. But the Gemara Baba Metzia is talking about where you can get in and out. He's not blocking your drive. You've got a spare room in your drive or whatever it is. But you don't want it there. He's using my drive without permission. And I'm entitled to stop people from using my trespassing. I don't want people using things without my permission. So then you can't just break it. You can't just break his things. What you can do is, like the Gemara says, Kash also, Ken also loy. You can dump it in the street, but then you have to tell him. Right? And the machlok is how far your chiv is to tell him. But then you have to tell him. Because it's not Ovidinishin and Afshe. Ovidinishin and Afshe only means you're allowed to force your way through, in and out. In a case when you can't get in and out. So, to summarize so far, what we've said is that where a person is using your property without permission, and it's, let's say, no fault of his own, so then you have a chiyuv Hashavas Aveda, you can't just throw it out. But if you're stuck, you can't get in and out, it's Meshabba v'Nichnas, Meshabba v'Yotze, but you have a chiyuv Hashavas Aveda. So, how do the two things work? So you have to make sure the person doesn't have a hefset, where possible. Now, there's a din in Hashavas Aveda that you don't need to suffer a hefset to do Hashavas Aveda. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk, Efes ki lo yelecha evyoin, the Gemara in Broin Shulchan Aruch Yisamach Dalet, Shalcha koidim, Avedasa and Avedas Chaveh, Shalcha koidim, you're not mechuyev to suffer a loss of money to do Hashavas Aveda. So this person, in our case, who's got nowhere to park his car, he's going to have to pay for parking somewhere. That's called having a hefset. So you're not mechuyev to do Hashavas Aveda then, and in such a case, you can remove his car from your drive and put it somewhere, but you have to do it in a way that the victim has the least hefset possible. So if it means moving it to a place that he's going to have to pay the parking, or whatever it is, you do whatever's possible. You can actually tow it away. What happens if you have to smash the window to release the handbrake to get it out of your rishus? It's not clear whether you're allowed to do that. I think you are allowed to do it because it's causing you a hefsed, so you're allowed to cause him a small hefsed, and too bad. You're not mechuyev to... You're allowed to get in and out your drive, and you're not mechuyev to worry about his hefsed as long as you do the minimum necessary. You can charge him rent. That's the other option. Because in Shin Samach Gimel says, mamish this case, if Reuven hired Shimon's chotzer to Levi without telling him and charged him rent, the din is the person who's there, the soicher, has to pay the true owner of the property, even if he's already paid to the ganav. And the person who's paid twice will then try to retrieve the money that he's paid from the ganav. But that's not the responsibility of the owner of the property. He gets paid whatever happens. So really, he could turn around after 3 weeks and say, you owe me 3 months' rent. The fact that you've already paid is not my business. You sort it out. It's my property. You have to pay rent. He could do that, but if he wants to. I just want to end off to discuss clamping. Because there are some people who get very upset when people...
You didn't come back to this first case where he had to park in yellow line.
Right. So if he's stuck, this is what I'm saying, if he's stuck, but he's got nowhere to park his own car, yeah, then you can remove the other person's car, get a tow company to move it out of the way into the street, but you've got a chiv hashavas aveda, so you have to minimize the losses as much as possible.
But you can't just dump his car on the yellow line.
Well, if that's going to be cheaper than putting it in a car lot, a car parking lot, then I suppose you can, because he's being mazik you. But that's if you've got nowhere to put your car. If you're having a hefsed, so you've got no chiyuv hashavas aveda, you can take his car out and give him the bill. Or charge him rent, whichever, or park your car somewhere else and charge him rent. Whatever's... Sorry?
You can park around the corner.
So, of course, then... The question is exactly how much tocha you're mechuyev to do for Hashem Zayin. It could be that you're mechuyev to do that. Could be you're mechuyev to do that. But then you can definitely charge him rent of your drive. Regarding clamping, if people park where they shouldn't, sometimes the owners get angry and they clamp the person and charge a fine to remove the clamp. Is there any hetzer for that?
What?
It's illegal. There's some people in Manchester who do it. Sometimes they won't charge a fine, they'll just make it extremely inconvenient that, you know, come back to me next week and I'll unclamp it for you. Is there any hetzer to do that? And I think there's no hetzer whatsoever. Because the only hetzer you've got is to remove him from your rishus. There's no hetzer to cause him aggravation or other hezekim just because he did an avla to you, doesn't entitle you to be mazik him. You can put stickers on saying, get your car out of my rishus if you want. Oh, right. I don't think it's hetzer for that either. You can't be mazik him. You can only do, like you see from the case of the show, you can only do what's necessary to save your own thing. But you can't just stamp, take nekama. What you can do, though, is you can put a notice up in your drive saying anyone who parks here will be clamped, and anyone who comes in is al das kein, and they're going to be clamped. That maybe you can do. There's another thing you can do is if the reason why you're clamping them is just to ensure you get paid the rental, so that's tefisa. That's being teifus his nechassim to make sure you get paid, but you can't just charge outrageous fine for parking in your rishus. That you definitely can't do. You can only charge the normal price of minimum rates for rental for that period of time, which is going to be far less. And even putting a notice up, I'm not sure whether that's called making a tenai. It's got to be very clear that the person realized that's what he's just because it says on the notice private property, no parking, is no hat at all to clamp. Because, okay, it's private property, he's not allowed to be there, so throw him out, or whatever it is. Yeah, charge him rent. But you can't be mazik him, you can't stop him, make this so you can do that. You can't do such a thing. Sorry? So if you say clearly, and the person comes, I'll das Cain, so then that he's agreed to that, whether he likes it or not. But otherwise, you can't. So basically, the halachas are like this: that if somebody is blocking you completely, you can make your way in and out, even if you cause damage. If it's his fault, don't worry about it. And if it's not his fault, then you have a chiyuv hashavas aveda, which you've got to try and mitigate to try and make sure his hafsedim are as little as possible. If it's possible to get in and out without causing him damage, without too much tircha, then that's what you have to do. That's the halacha of the Gemara Baba Kamma. The halacha of Baba Metzia is saying that if he played a trick on you and he's putting stuff in your rishos, then you're allowed to take some of those items to pay for getting rid of them out of your rishos. And that's only if it's his fault. If it's not his fault, then there's a chiyuv hashavas aveda. So you can charge him for the rental of the place, but you won't be allowed to cause him damage, and you won't be allowed to just stamp throw it out. If it's Kaim al-Agra, then charge him rent. Someone told me a story in Eretz Yisrael. He was renting a dira from someone who was renting a dira from someone who was renting a dira, and what happened was he got a phone call from one of the people in the chain that the contract's running out. We'll have to make a new contract. His contract hadn't run out, but his contract had. So he said, fine. So he made a new arrangement with him. And then he got a phone call from the next person down the line. By the way, the furniture's mine. Because when I rented out the dira was Yana's, and the furniture is mine. And you have to pay me separately now for the furniture. So he said, I don't want your furniture. I'll use my own. I'll buy my own. I don't want your furniture. So he said, okay, I'll come and fetch it in a few weeks' time. He said, no. I'm throwing it out now into the stairwell because I'm not paying you rent. I don't want all this stuff in my rishus, which I'm not allowed to use anymore. I'm throwing it all out in the stairwell, and it's up to you to come and collect it. Is he entitled to do so? So l'chayah he is, because the other person wants to keep his furniture in your rishus. You're entitled to say, either pay me rent, or I'm throwing it out. I'm being moidi at you. I'm telling you, this is where it is. Come and fetch it. And then l'chayah you're allowed to do it. Yeah, very good. Second. Amen. Amen.